and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Coming up next week at this very same time, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Greenwich Concours Delegates down in Greenwich, Connecticut, just outside of New York City on Greenwich Harbor. And the name of the actual venue is called the Roger Sherman Baldwin Park. And it's going to be an exciting weekend, 2 days worth of vehicles. The Saturday day will be devoted to American vehicles. The Sunday day devoted to international vehicles. Also on Sunday, there will be an auction from the folks at Bonhams with more than 100 vehicles going over the block. And I was talking to the co-founder, Bruce Wennerstrom, along with his late wife, Genya. They are the folks that founded it, I forget how many years ago, probably 17 or 18 years ago now, but one of the really cool things that Bruce always gets some very interesting folks with some interesting stories, so knock on wood, we're going to be doing some great interviews there next weekend, including with the daughter of Andy Rooney. Andy Rooney, of course, passed away recently, the curmudgeon, there's no other way to call him, at least in his 60 Minutes, guys. Veteran automotive journalist. Believe it or not, he was a car guy, and he owned a Sunbeam Tiger. And his daughter, Emily, who actually does a very popular PBS television show up here in my neck of the woods in Boston called Boston Common, she also does some radio work in Boston, is going to be there and is going to be showing off the vehicle, which is completely restored. I don't know what Emily's plans are for the vehicle, whether she's going to keep it in the family, drive it herself, whether she's going to sell it at an auction, but it will be great fun to chat with her. Also, Wayne Carini, if you watch the Velocity Channel, I have taken to the Velocity Channel in recent times. It's got lots of cool car shows. They could use a whole lot more, in my opinion, but Chasing Classic Cars by Wayne Carini is the number one automotive radio show on television, and Wayne is always at Greenwich. As a matter of fact, not only is he a judge at Greenwich, but he also displays cars for sale. He actually buys some booth space. He calls it the Greenwich Garage. And he brings over four, five, or six vehicles from his company, which is called F40 Motorsports there in Connecticut. And I know every year he sells a number of cars at Greenwich. And last year, I know we did more than a half an hour on air live with him. And he's a really cool guy. Can't wait to talk to him. In this hour of the program, I can't wait to talk to our guest who is standing by. He is an ASC certified mechanic. He's also a gentleman who has dabbled in the media, a longtime radio automotive repair talk show host in the Idaho area and surrounding states. He also was a part of the McGuire's broadcasting team. We first met, actually, at Greenwich back in 1999. We'll reminisce a little bit about that momentarily. We're taking your phone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, or if you can't remember that one, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's throw out a trivia question. It's Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people have taken it off, but I, being the radio geek here, continue to work through this holiday weekend to provide you guys with lots of cool automotive entertainment and information. So let's throw out a trivia question. Hopefully we can get a couple of winners in this hour. I'll make the first one an easy one here. Have you seen the movie Bullet? It was an old movie. To be honest with you, I've never seen the whole thing. And it's rentable now on my Fios Verizon thingy here in Boston. So I got to check it out. I've only seen highlights, but Steve McQueen drove a Ford Mustang in the famous chase scene in Bullet. What was the other car in that famous chase scene in the movie Bullet? You got to think American Muscle Machine. I'll give you a little bit of a hint there. What was the other car besides the Ford Mustang that Steve McQueen drove that was involved in that famous chase scene in Bullet? When I was in Motor Trend Magazine, we recreated that chase scene a number of times. So if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, we've got a very cool prize waiting for you. It is a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, out there in Arizona. And he's got something cool up his sleeve for you. Also, if you'd like some free samples of wash drops, that's the innovative new product that use 1 ounce and a bucket of water and a sponge, and you can clean your vehicle. Takes about 15 minutes. Do one section at a time. Use it on glass. Use it on rubber. Here's the big news. You don't have to hose your vehicle off. So if you live in a water-restricted area, if you live in an apartment or a condo, and you can't have your traditional hose and all that going on in your area, or if you park your car in the street, which lots of folks do in city areas, is a great place to, or in a garage, a great place and a great item to have in your portfolio of car care. And we're going to send you out some free samples of wash drops. So what do I need from you? Your name, your address, and your telephone number. Email me right now, or when you get a chance, even if it's middle of the week, doesn't matter, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, now that I've chewed up too much time, let's bring forth our very special guest. Every time he's with us, we pop the hood. We go under the onto the hood of the vehicles and open up the garage, the Auto World Garage. And since he's an ASC certified mechanic, I can see that he's completely doled out in mechanic wear. He's also got all his tools out. A couple of new tools I'm seeing there were hooked up via Skype, so I can see what he's doing. And he's ready, willing, and able to take your calls. So if you've got a vehicle out there right now that's not running or doing something funky, making funky noises, or producing funny smells, Mark can diagnose it for you free over the air. Or if you want to challenge what your mechanic has told you, want a second opinion, 855-660-4261. Here's the man himself. One of our listeners calls him the Car Swami. So here he is, Mr. Mark Evans. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Happy Memorial Day to you and our listeners.
Absolutely. Happy Memorial Day to you, my friend. And it was Greenwich, Connecticut, 1999, that you and I first met face-to-face, thanks to our good friend there, Barry McGuire, from the McGuire's Wax Company. Back then, it was a family-owned company. Now, it's owned by the gigantuan 3M company. Barry is kind of in the waning years of being there at the helm. I believe he's still at the helm for the moment, but he brought together five or six of its favorite radio broadcasters, and I was one of the lucky five or six, and you were one of the lucky five or six, and that venue there, Greenwich, spawned a whole year or so of travel that you and I and another radio person of sorts she came along with us. It was the three of us, myself, Mark, and this other kind of unique individual, let's put it that way, more of a salesman than a radio host, but nevertheless, he was part of the tribe as well.
Yeah, we had a good time, didn't we? Going all the Concord Galagostas all over the world, and Frankfurt, Germany, and just all through the States, and talk, and give our listeners all the fun stuff about cars and like I say, the trivia, the history, and get to put all the great people behind the microphone that make the car, history and all the stories. It's just awesome to do that. And like today now, I think I feel pretty privileged here, Bob, to be on Auto World, because it's the Indianapolis 500 just kicked off. So you and I are kicking off the Indianapolis 500 of Auto World today, huh?
That is true. When we come back, we'll talk about Indy and lots more with Mark Evans.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac down.
It's Memorial Day weekend. We hope you're having a safe and happy one. My name is Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, the car swami, ASC certified mechanic. Frank in New Mexico, one of our regular callers, nicknamed him that. And we're going to take your calls and emails. I've collected a bunch of emails here for Mark during the week that we'll shoot at him. but calls are available at 855-660-4261. Something wrong with your vehicle? Want a free over-the-air mechanical diagnostic check? Mark is ready to go. So, Mark, the Indy 500 is underway, and the pace car for the Indy 500 is close to my heart. It's the 2014 Corvette Stingray, and it's painted in kind of a very vibrant blue color, and it's the first time in memory that I can think that the pace car is a vehicle that isn't available for purchase yet. It will be available for purchase come this fall, late summer, in coupe configuration, but you know, usually the automaker that is the pace car at the Indy 500 likes to turn out some pace car replicas to sell to the general public, but no doubt General Motors got a huge publicity push with the pace car being the Corvette, and the Corvette has done that many times during its history.
Yeah, they actually in the news here lately, Bob, they talked about that, why the Corvette was the pace car, like you say, because they always use the races for sales. Like they say, from day one, what's race on Sunday and sell on Monday. And it's true to fact still today, though. And I think it's great to see some eye candy like that Corvette out there racing around and getting those cars, those open-wheeled hot rods going. And it does actually cause us to go down and drive to the dealerships, doesn't it, to see what that new Corvette is. And it doesn't cost anything to go sit in one. I'm sure our dealers here in the Idaho area have got one, maybe two of them sitting in the dealerships, and kind of get your fire lit, doesn't it? And you want to go sit in the Chevrolet Malibu even and see if it's a little horsepower torque curve as the Corvette's got too. But yeah, it's come a long ways. Did you know, Bob, a little trivia that there's a person that word racing, you know, we got NASCAR and kart racing and all kinds of racing, and they called him Crazy Carl Fisher. That was the gentleman way back early days that his dream was to have the biggest, grandest racetrack of all build it, and they'll come, he said, back in the day. And Crazy Carl Fisher, in fact, just saw a report on that, and it's really interesting to see that, and his dream has come true. Of course, he's passed away years ago, but working on cars and all, it's kind of interesting to, I love the trivia, and I found working on engines and fixing cars all day long for folks and talking about the car questions and oil and how come and why and everything. And I way back when, I found that an Englishman, James Watt, in 1782 was the gentleman who actually invented the engine crank.
No kidding.
Yeah, you know, 1782, I can't even imagine. I mean, wasn't there dinosaurs back there?
There are houses here in Massachusetts that are in the 1600s and 1700s, Mark. You'd be blown away.
And Matt, picture cars. There was no cars on the road. It was all horses, of course. My old 1916 Chevrolet, I would get reports on that. You know, there was like, you know, the people that were riding the horses down the road, they really didn't have to worry about the engine light coming on those horses, I don't think, Bob.
No, that's very, very true. The Indy 500 is, of course, steeped in history. And growing up, it was a big deal. I remember as a kid, you know, watching it on ABC. It was on then. And you know, all the great commentators. And certainly even the start of the race was you know, a big deal. And I'm trying to think of the gentleman who used to start the race, and in latter years it was his wife. I think Tony Coleman, and it was his wife, I believe, that used to do that start your engines, and that was always a big moment. And then native of Indiana, there Jim Nabors used to sing the song Back Home in Indiana. But how did they start the race today? Who did the start your engines?
Well, I missed it getting ready for radio. So I had to get my attire on and my tools ready for radio. So I missed.
Understandable.
That's okay. You know, I said, Jim Nabors. When he sang that song, it sure got in the flyovers, really getting me tingling. You know.
Yes.
And the thing is a lot of us, our listeners, of course. I just want to highlight that you know, we always talk about repair. I'm always fixing cars, always helping the folks with car questions and all. And that this race, is it 500 laps or is it 500 miles?
It's 500 miles.
Yeah.
It's so 2.5 mile oval, so it's whatever that figures out. Math was always my downfall, so all of you mathematicians can figure it out. 2.5 mile oval, and it's 500 total miles.
And can you imagine sitting in the cockpit yourself behind the steering wheel and just your regular car that you have that you own and go on a 500-mile trip at a speed of, let's just say, over 100 miles an hour? The first thing that all of us would think about is, I wonder if my tires will last that long and not blow out.
And, oh, I know.
And will my engine light not come on in those 500 nonstop miles? So they take these races like this, and they actually learn all these companies, BF Goodrich to Goodyear to Bridgestone. They take just the word tires, not talking about underneath the hood or injection systems, because of the heat alone, the thermostats on those engines. It's amazing that, in fact, an Indy 500 race car, yes, it's formed and styled and goes a little bit faster than our family car, but these parts, the thermostats, are exactly literally the same. Mm. So they test it on the racetrack, no matter what kind of racetrack it is. And today is that big race. I love it because I see that what do you call it, that stress test for parts, and then carry that over and they shove those parts and pieces into our family car so we can go clear across from, you know, Boston from where you are to Boise, Idaho from where I am without having any problems.
Oh, that is very well said, Mark. Tony Holman is the gentleman that I was referring to, and it was his widow that used to do the start your engines, but I think she has since passed. So we're going to have to find out a little bit more about you know, who's doing the opening ceremonies there. If you are watching, call us up 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. I have a friend that's at the race because he's buddies with Chip Ganassi, and he's that musician that I know from Bob Seger's band, Alto Reed. The saxophone player, he is there, and he has told me about some of the nuances that go on before the race, the superstitions, not unlike baseball players, like a lot of athletes, but even team owners, they go out before the race. This is the Target Chip Ganassi racing team, and even the guests, they have to kiss the bricks, the little strip of bricks that are still left at the racetrack. We're going to have more with Mark Evans straight ahead. Don't go away. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Anytime Mark Williams, I like that Mark Evans joins us. I was just looking up some of the television broadcasters for the Indy 500, and there was a Mark Williams in the mix there. But Mark Evans is with us. He's our go-to guy, the Swami, when it comes to all things automotive mechanical. If there's something wrong with your vehicle, and I know somebody listening to us right now has got an issue. Your car's not starting right. It's stalling. The brakes are doing something funky. You're getting weird noises. You're getting funky smells. You're not being able to pass your state emissions test. You're getting poor fuel economy. You're getting poor performance. Now's the time to get in. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Bob@BobLongRadio.com. And we got that trivia question about the Bullet movie. Steve McQueen drove the Mustang. What was the other car in the chase? Mark, I'm getting old here. I was looking up some of the old broadcasters, and it was 1987 that Jim McKay, who I most identify with the Indy 500, was the anchor on this program. Jim McKay was the host, and the lap-by-lap announcer for the Indy 500 was Jim Lamphrey. And, of course, as we move up to more modern times, lots of other great folks have been involved, including Brent Musburger and many others. But I still remember Jim McKay. I don't know. It goes back to the ABC's Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, they had some some great voices and commentary, didn't they, Bob? And the long sideburns that they grew. talking to 1987, Jim. You know, I can't even imagine watching the race without a host telling us lap by lap what's happening. And I believe it was Jim McKay when Rick Mears. I think it was 1986-87 year when Rick Mears was driving that Pennzoil Indy car and it was on the final lap, and he did a complete 360, got it out of control and did a complete 360 and straightened it back up and won the race.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was Jim McKay that announced that, and they put that on video, and they, you know, sold tapes. In fact, I've got one of those. I should plug that in. It just gets my blood boiling to see somebody control a car like that at that speed. To me, it looks like little Hot Wheels cars out there, Bob, going around and around on a Hot Wheels track, you know?
True. These open-winged, Indy vehicles, are very much governed by lots of different regulations, and certainly we've seen the look of the Indy vehicles change over the years. But as you pointed out earlier, you know, whether it's NASCAR racing or Indy racing, it's really a proving ground. I mean, a lot of the engine manufacturers, Chevrolet, Toyota, just to name a couple, I mean, they learn from the racing experience, and then it does eventually float down into regular cars that you and I drive.
Yeah, definitely. You know, to kind of compare the feel that driver's feeling in the steering wheel on their hands. You know, Bob, when you start up your family car, what's the, on an idle, when you're just sitting there parked, what's the RPMs on your tachometer? What's the number?
Usually between 800 and 1,000.
Okay. The number on an Indy 500 car is over 8,000.
Oh, 8,000 RPM, yeah. Well,
sitting there idling.
And when they're idling, imagine that. And at full song, what kind of RPMs are they pulling, Mark?
I know that they get all the way up to 12 to sometimes up to 18,000. It depends on that peak of final lap or no final lap. You know what I mean? But, you're 10,000 plus RPMs. So as a mechanic here, in my head, seeing a crankshaft with a rod connected to it, with a piston connected to that, Bob, truthfully, how in the world can that thing spin that fast?
I know. No wonder that these engines, they don't run them in too many races. They have to rebuild them.
Yes, and that's one thing. Just in the refresh word, when they refresh the motors in NASCAR, I know a good friend that, well, Brian Scott, I don't know if you've heard of that name. He's the great-grandson of Joe Albertsons, and Albertsons was just purchased by Super Value Grocery Stores. And they live here in Boise, here in my hometown, and not too far from, right in the center of town here, not too far from me. And in fact, when we go down to the park and throw a frisbee or football, whatever, we pass their house, and it's just a normal, you know, size house, nothing elaborate. But Brian Scott's great-grandson there, and he started racing the NASCAR trucks, and now today he's in the NASCAR himself. And I know that as a young man he grew up kart racing and started in go karts. And that, I guess that's, you know, you start at a lower RPM engine, and you get used to that high revving engine all the way up to where he's at today. And it's not only the driving and, you know, how much pedal to the metal do I give it at what time, what split second, but the word brakes, and then, you know, you have to turn it correctly. If you oversteer, you're done, especially in the NASCAR, and especially in these open-wheel Indianapolis 500 cars. And, I mean, to be in a tire manufacturer and be the head honcho, Bob, to figure out what I've got to get these tires to stick at what speed, you know, that's the key. And I know a lot of our listeners might have had their, you know, on a Sunday drive and they're going on corner, cornering a lot of a road that's got a lot of curves in it. And I mean, myself, my wife actually, it's kind of like feeling like you're on ice, where you're almost going a little bit too fast for that corner and that back end of that vehicle wants to kind of break loose, as they call it, and you lose control.
Oh, it's so true.
You're done.
Yep. 855-660-4261. We're taking mechanical questions and emails for Mark Evans. And let's dive into the bag here, because I get a lot of emails during the course of the week. Lots of folks like to listen to this program on tape delay on various stations, of course, online too at GCNlive.com. You can visit us and listen to us, and also in podcast form as well at GCN Live and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com on iTunes. So we're going to definitely be getting more and more questions coming in at different times. So here, I'll throw a few questions at you here, Mark. The first one comes from a gentleman by the name of Don. Don is in Alabama, Decatur, Alabama, and he has a question about antifreeze. He wants to know about when he should change his antifreeze. He says he owns a 2010 Ford Taurus, and he has never changed the antifreeze on the vehicle. It's got about 70,000 miles. He doesn't know, you know, he hears that a lot of these new cars don't need their antifreeze change, but he would like your guidance on this. What do you think, Mark?
Well, that's a great question, Bob. Antifreeze is basically a lubricant. The glycol in it is actually an oil, a lubricant for your cooling system. And that cooling system has got a water pump in it and bearings. So you're lubricating your water pump. And you're also, radiators, Bob, are very, very expensive in cars. Not only the part price, but the labor just to get in there and remove a radiator in and out. And so on that point of, if you don't change antifreeze, say he's at 70,000 miles, I'd recommend right at 100,000 miles for everyone to actually do a radiator, heater core, engine flush. And that's just dumping, you know, getting out of the, getting the build cooling out of there. And then what we do is we pull the thermostat out of the engine, and that opens up the port. No thermostat's going to be a restrictor at all. And then we back flush using an air compressed air into a tool that, puts a chemical base in it. And your coolant actually goes through your engine and your radiator at let's say clockwise, at that rotation. So what we do is we back flush and make it go counterclockwise, which then flushes and gets all the goo, gunk, everything out of the system. And what ends up happening is you end up with, around the cylinder walls of your engine, it's either aluminum block or a cast iron type steel block, and it collects dirt, goo. And then
when we come back on the other side, you'll finish up with that question and more.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Just got an email from Thomas McMahon, who has got the answer to the trivia question. And, of course, in addition to Steve McQueen driving the Mustang in the bullet chasing, it was a Charger. So congratulations to Thomas McMahon. And Tom, if you can email me back your name, I got your name, your address, your telephone number, and we'll get you out not only the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, but also some free wash drop samples. And Thomas reminded me that I'm saying the telephone number too fast. So here's the telephone number. It's 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Mark Evans is with us. You can dial that number if you have a mechanical problem. Mark's going to be with us here for this next segment, and he'll be back with us again soon. But don't be a stranger. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Mark, before the break, you were helping out our listener with a question about antifreeze. So continue your comments on that, and we've got one more email question at least for you.
Definitely, Bob. We're talking about antifreeze and when to change. And I wanted to kind of let everybody know, to make it the easiest and the best, the word why and how and when should I do on the word fluids. And we're talking about the antifreeze here. You can actually go in. Everyone can go into a local parts store, Bob, and just ask them for the test strips to check your antifreeze. And you know how you can buy test strips for your jacuzzi or your spa? You buy those test strips and you stick that little stick of that test strip into your spa water, and that'll tell you if you've got how much chlorine, alkaline, pH, etc. Well, they've made the same type of strip in the automotive industry here for your antifreeze. I recommend to do it at 100,000 miles, but if you just want to test yourself, grab it, buy a test strip, test it when the engine and nothing's, and when it's off, turned off, it's not hot, so there's no pressure in the system, just undo the radiator cap, put the test strip in there, and that'll tell you exactly, what your antifreeze looks like. And the thing is, Bob, too, is that, today's cars, Don had a 2010 Ford Taurus, today's cars are, you know, you've got water temperature sensors inside the, literally inside the coolant system in the head and in the engine block. Not only do tell the injection, fuel injection, when to spray fuel, what temperature the engine is to get the right fuel mixture sprayed, but it also turns the electric fans on to cool your engine. So if you're not changing, flushing your antifreeze out, it's collecting, antifreeze gets condemned by hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold all the time. Start, stop driving. So it gets gooed up, and those sensors then get goo around them, and they can't read anymore, and it turns an engine light on. So just by doing the simple thing of doing a radiator flush will keep that engine light off and keeps your gas mileage and your performance up and correct, too. And another little plus here, too, Bob, is those test strips are also available for brake fluid. So anyone can... Brakes are big, Bob, especially in these races today. You know, you've got to have your brakes when you're doing 200-plus miles an hour. And they get hot, man. Those brake calipers that's got that brake fluid in there are boiling, and it's boiling the fluid. And I know a lot of our listeners, you know, the shops are saying it's time for your brake fluid flush, and they're going, I've never heard of that. I don't need that. Well, that brake fluid is getting boiled when you touch the brake pedal. So you can do your test yourself. Just go grab a brake fluid strip at the parts store. Take the brake master cylinder cap off. There's no pressure, no nothing there at all, nothing to worry about. Stick the test strip in, Bob, and guess what? That test strip's going to tell you how much, what's your spa looking like, you know?
Oh, that's great. 855-660-4261. Tom McMahon from Hope, Idaho. Thank you for writing me back with your information. If you just also just shoot me your phone number, no one will see it except myself and the folks that are going to be sending you these wash drop samples in addition to the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. They would like to use UPS. So, and remind me about what station you're listening on there in Hope, Idaho. Our telephone number, again, is 855-660-4261. And Thomas also wrote me about a vehicle that he had, a 2000 Jetta. He absolutely loved it. However, no one could fix it. Mark, he should have brought it over to you. What is Volkswagen's reason for making everything so different? $110 molded radiator hose. The plastic under the car would fall off if you looked at it cross-eyed. Probably the only car you could buy aftermarket oil pans from China. Replaced several of those. The ashtray in the back seat actually had plastic gears to actuate the cover. That blew up right out of warranty. It had dealer-specific codes, $1,000 per visit to get it to the shop, to visit the shop. I had to get rid of it. Driving the car was incredible. Best driving small car ever. Extremely comfortable. And that's a frustration a lot of folks have with vehicles. Some of the foreign manufactured vehicles today, it's hard to define a foreign manufactured vehicle because everybody's kind of playing in a global marketplace. I mean, Ford's Fiesta is made in Mexico, and we have Toyotas and Hondas and BMWs and Mercedes made here in the U.S. It's hard, but, you know, it brings up a point, and Thomas brings up a point about our parts. You know, personally, I don't like a lot of the Chinese replacement aftermarket parts, Mark. What is your recommendation for folks out there when it comes to getting replacement parts for their vehicle like Thomas? I mean, should they buy, you know, something at a cheaper price made in China, or is it better to spend a little bit more money and get something a little bit more solid?
Well, Bob, great question, and there's a lot of key factors on that word part. First and foremost, that's how you literally buy a car or truck today, is through the word parts. Because, we've got to admit that parts are going to fail and wear out on cars and trucks. And so if you buy a car or truck, and the best thing to do, hey, I'm looking at this year, make, and model, call the parts store first. Get out of the sales of the car division of that dealership. Go over to the parts side and say, hey, you guys, I'm looking at buying let's talk about 2000 Volkswagen Jetta. I'm looking at buying this 2000 Volkswagen Jetta. You guys sell a lot of parts for that car, and those parts guys instantly will look at you and they'll shake their head either up and down or go left to right. And when they go left to right in the no word, you better go buy that make and model, because no one's having problems and no one needs parts. And then on that replacement type part word, Bob, is the thing about the manufacturers. When they make a car, they have to build it with parts. They build those parts like we're talking about preformed radiator hoses and coolant hoses and specialty type, like Thomas was talking about his Volkswagen Jetta. It's kind of like it was built with the left hand instead of the right hand, so everything's a little bit different, let's say. I'm not saying left hand's bad, but it's a lot of cars are built with the right hand. Well, that manufacturer actually licensed every and each part, so they have their rights to that part. So when you go buy, like you mentioned, China or Taiwan, aftermarket type part, especially in the body business side, fenders, quarter panels, roofs, doors, you can buy those aftermarket parts, but those companies who are forming and building those aftermarket parts never asked for permission or the rights to sell that part. So they change the part up just a little bit so they don't get in trouble. And I know that in the auto body business side of it, when you go buy a right front fender for that whatever type of car, yes, it's formed for the look the same, but for the poor body guy who gets ready to go put that fender on, Bob, the holes aren't even in line with the original body holes that are on the body. So the body man has to then take time, labor, to fit and finish and drill new holes and make it work on that car. So that's the thing with parts too. And I've been there, done that. The customer says, well, let's say, on a preformed radiator hose, Mark, I can get it $8 cheaper over there, and it's from Taiwan. Okay. And I just mentioned, hey, by the way, that preformed hose will be off probably a good quarter of an inch, and that will cause a kink in the radiator hose, which causes what, Bob? A restriction of water flow, causing your car to overheat. And that's exactly what happens. So, if it's an $8 difference on a preformed radiator hose that's not formed right, or maybe even $800 on a right front fender, Bob, you might spend $800. You save $800 on the parts, on the fender, but you might have to pay the body guy $800 labor to get it fixed.
Oh, boy.
Be careful.
Mark, we're going to get you back real soon. Thank you so much, my friend. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks, Bob. Say hi to
Audrey
Granny for me.
I sure will. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.